Okay, Bruce, I don't know how well you can follow with the TV camera down there, but I didn't see anything obviously wrong with the umbilicals, and the capture latch release handle lock was in the lock position.
Roger, thank you, Stu.
And it appears that the 83-pound probe assembly is collapsing, sliding down out of the tunnel now.
Okay, the capture latch release handle turned very easily, Bruce.
Roger out. You didn't notice any damage to the pyro cover or anything like that, did you?
No, I didn't, Bruce. I looked it over here with a flashlight, and I can't see anything out of the ordinary. We'll drag it down and take a look at the outside of it, but I didn't see anything wrong with the pyro cover or any of the connections or anything like that.
Roger. And Stu, while you're at it, would you say that the force that it took to remove the probe up there from the tunnel area was high, low, or indifferent, or nominal?
Well, you know, it's the first time I've done it without gravity helping a little bit and pushing back, but I wouldn't say it was excessively hard. I sort of braced myself on the bottom of the tunnel and gave a pull and she came loose.
Roger.
We can see the head of Commander Alan Shepard just behind the probe.
Okay, we'd like you to examine the probe head as you're now doing, with particular emphasis on any evidence of unusual shear pin shearing in the bushing hole there at the end, or foreign material in the capture latch release button area, or foreign material or damage anywhere in the areas of the capture latch hooks.
go.
About that right off the bat.
That's up at the bushing on the end you're describing me to?
Yeah.
Okay, 14, we'd like to get some close-up photos of the probe head around the capture latch release button of each capture latch hook, and if you find any scratching or damage up there, that area in particular also. Houston, you're coming through very weakly. Can you maybe put the mic closer to your mouth? I think that might be a problem.
Okay, I was looking up away from the mic when I was talking, but up in the tunnel, I'm looking up the drove, and there are these radial scratches which we described before that feel rough to the touch. They probably cracked the surface of the drove. Oh, perhaps a fourth of an inch.
Roger. Houston, you mentioned the dimension associated with these scratches. You mentioned a quarter of an inch. Was that width or the depth of penetration or length or what? Over.
Yeah, I was trying to describe the depth of penetration. And it's very difficult because I don't have any kind of a gauge on it, but it has scratched the surface to the depth of perhaps, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 maybe. Very definite scratch. Just rough to the touch.
Roger. Now I'm confused, Capcom. Is that the scratch is 3,000 or 4,000? Okay, I understand you're saying they're about 3,000 or 4,000 of an inch deep and the order of a couple inches long.
That's right. They're very in length. They all, the said before, radial scratches leading away from the apex of the stroke, and some are about 2 inches long, and one's about 1 inch long, one's about 3/4, and one's about 1/2 inch. These are apparently the marks made by the capture latches as a marine docking attempt, and in fact has cut into the surface of the drogue.
Roger, we copy. Okay, when you get through taking some photos up there, we'd like you to take the capture latch release handle, pull, rotate it counterclockwise to the cock position, and then manually depress all three capture latch triggers at the base of the capture latch hooks simultaneously, and verify that the capture latch release button should move forward to the lock position flush with the probe bushing.
Okay, why don't we do that, and then when we get all through, we'll go through and get the pictures you want.
Roger.
And we're going to bring the drogue out, too, so you can take a look at it on the TV.
Roger, Stu, and after you do get it out, we'd like you to hold the TV steady on the area of the drogue where the scratches are for a couple minutes, and do likewise again on the capture latch area on the probe.
Houston, I'm moving the television in on the drone now. I'm going to put a light on it. It's pretty dark.
Roger.
We're now looking up into the docking tunnel toward the lunar module.
14, this is Houston. We're getting a picture, but the illumination level isn't very good, and I guess I for one, can't see any scratches right here.
It's pretty hard to see it, just the light levels. Another little trick here. Let's see if we can get you some light.
Okay.
Alright, Houston, we're going to move in on the, you're looking at the center of the drone now, on the scratches. You can see Stuart's thumb there. He's got a point to them, and we'll see if we get enough light for you to see them.
Okay. Roger, we got that last one still, and we got the one you're pointing at now.
Bruce, I think this illumination will give it to you if you'll let me hold it for a minute here.
Okay. Roger, we can see about five or six of these radial scratches in the present scene. Right where you're looking there, about three of them. One.
Yeah, that's affirmative, Bruce.
Okay, now, I guess that at the 4 o'clock position, you've got about three scratches, and then at 8 o'clock, you've got one. Do you have anything up at noon?
That's affirmative, Bruce. There's one long one at 12 o'clock noon.
Roger.
From the looks and from the field, Bruce, it appears that the drone hit the drone almost dead center every time we tried to make contact, but it just rebounded right off of it.
Roger, we copy.
Okay, we're going to put the drone back in place if you're through with it now.
Negative, we'd like you to hold it out for a minute or so. We ultimately want to wind up fit checking the drogue and the probe here. Okay, back on the probe, we'd like you to take the capture latch, release handle, pull, rotate counterclockwise to the cock position or 150 degree rotation.
Okay, I've done that.
Okay, now manually depress all three capture latch triggers at the base of the capture latch hooks simultaneously and verify that the capture latch release button in the end of the probe moves forward to the lock position, that is flush with the probe bushing.
Okay, you want us to push all three of them simultaneously, is that right?
That's right.
Alright, say it again and verify what?
Okay, the little button right at the tip of the probe, which is the capture latch release button from the LEM active side, where you got your finger, should pop out flush when you trigger all three of these latches simultaneously.
Is it flush? Okay, it went and pulled back in and then came out and appears to be almost flush. Says that counted as flush the way it is now. We're going to repeat it here.
14 Houston. We're requesting medium beam width on the high gain antenna, and we're going to have to hand over from Goldstone here shortly.
Comes out flush.
Roger. And looking at that button, do you notice anything unusual about it? Any burrs, any bending, or any way it could be hanging up on something? Say again, Ed, we got some static.
Stand by, I'm looking at it now.
I'll take a look at it. The top of the button looks low, of course, you can't see down below it. But it seemed to knock and release fairly easily. It doesn't appear to be sticking at all.
Okay, I guess that's what we really wanted to know about it. Houston, if you could, on the TV pictures, refrain from using the flashlight in close here. I think we've got enough light to see it with the ambient light.
Okay. Maybe you do. We don't think so.
Okay, we got 30 seconds to hand over, so we're going to just go into a standby mode here for a minute or so until Honeysuckle picks up. Ed, now that you've got the capture latches in a locked position out there on the end of the probe, we'd like you to push as hard as you conveniently can in zero G on each of the capture latches and verify that they do not depress.
Right, we've done that, we'll do it again, and they don't.
Okay. They shouldn't. Okay, 14 now, I'd like you, using tool B or some other suitable tool to depress the capture latch release button in the end of the probe there to cock the capture latches.
Roger, stand by.
Our network controller reports that we are now getting a television signal from the station at Honeysuckle Creek, Australia.
Houston, we can cock the capture latches by pressing in the button at the end of it.
Oh, Roger, and now that you've got the drogue out, we'd like you to position the drogue and push it over the capture latches until the capture latch release button extends. And I guess we'd like you to do this several times and try applying different combinations of offset, side load, and torque on the thing, and check it up for any indications of dragging, binding, or anything that might be giving the problem that you experienced a few hours ago.
Okay, say again how you'd like us to cock the capture latches in the way we just did by pressing the button on the end of the drogue, and then putting it over into the drogue several times and repeat this operation. Is that correct?
That's correct, and if you put the probe in a fixed place and then put the drogue over it, you could sight in through the hole in the end of the drogue and keep a good eye on things. Area 14, and one of these times when you have the drogue on over the end of the probe, you might try just holding the drogue in position and wiggling the capture latch release button in and out several times. In this condition, it won't do anything, but it will allow you to assess the possibilities of binding or sticking of that particular part of the mechanism.
Houston, I'm going to get rid of the TV camera for a minute. It's not doing us any good. And it's taking all three of us to handle this equipment.
All right, Roger.
And it appears we may have to get on the left side to do this. There's not quite enough room here to work.
Okay.